People can become parents in the usual ways, by birth, by marriage, and by adoption. But in this week's criminal podcast, we hear from Melinda Dawson. She learned as a girl that her parents had secretly purchased her from a clinic doctor many miles away. Criminal is recorded here at WUNC. Host Phoebe Judge joins me now. Hello, Phoebe.
Hi, Eric.
Why did Melinda's parents buy her from this doctor instead of doing something like adopting?
Well, her mother was told that she could not have children, and her mother and father were thinking about adopting, but the bar for adopting a child at that point in the 60s was high through legal channels, and they were having a hard time figuring out how to go about it. Melinda's father worked in the tire industry in Akron, Ohio, and he heard about a man in Georgia named Dr. Hicks who had a clinic, and at this clinic, they heard that they could go and get a newborn infant.
She told me that the instructions were to get to Georgia within 12 hours once they were called, come in the front door, sign the birth certificate, and head out the back door and get out of town as quickly as possible.
So who was this Dr. Hicks?
Dr. Thomas Hicks was a doctor in Tennessee who had lost his medical license because he'd been charged in a drug crime. So he went right across the border to Georgia and opened another clinic. And this was a very popular abortion clinic in Georgia. People were flying in from all over the country. Abortion at that time, of course, was illegal. And Dr. Hicks was regarded as an upstanding figure in the community. No one really had any bad thoughts about them. They knew that he was performing abortions, but he was handsome and charming. His wife taught Sunday school, and everyone really liked him.
Where did Melinda's parents think she came from?
Well, her parents thought that she was one of a couple of babies who Dr. Hicks was working on to find and place in homes. Melinda later learned that Dr. Hicks had sold about 200 babies over about a decade. Dr. Hicks has since died. What was not clear is why he was selling these babies, for money or for something else. Melinda's parents paid $1,000 for her, which is about $8,000 today.
Some of the parents that purchased the babies were told that the mother had died, when in reality, the doctor was also telling the mother that the baby had died, and he would take care of the funeral, and then he would sell the baby.
Did Melinda ever find others who'd been sold as she had?
Yes, Melinda was featured in an Akron, Ohio newspaper article and connected with other babies which came to be known as the Hicks babies. And the problem that happened then was that there were those that thought that Dr. Hicks was actually a good man and providing a good service and were protective of him, and others who thought that he had done a terrible thing by selling these children. Melinda and her adoptive mother, Judy, started doing media appearances all over the country. And a couple months after that, Judy was brutally murdered.
Criminal leaves us with a heavy cliffhanger this week. You can hear more about the murder case and the shocking suspect on this week's Criminal podcast, but you won't hear what happens until next time. Phoebe, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.
Phoebe Judge hosts the Criminal podcast, which is recorded here at WUNC.